Hey, this is the day the Lord has made. This is Russ, Book of Acts, the training course. Now, that's going to go on for about a year. And we're going to take it slow all the way through so that Scripture is ingrained and the Word of God is there. You have time to memorize Scripture. You have time to build. You're going to be built. That is God's will. You're God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do those good works. Now, I think this, the deeper and broader you know the Word of God, the deeper and broader you're going to do the works of God. And they go hand in hand. As a matter of fact, when you go out and begin to share the gospel or you see an answer to prayer, it kind of lights up the Scripture even. It's fascinating how the two are inseparable, the Word of God and the works of God. So if you are, if you got your workbook, page 33, we're going to go over in this audio 17, by the way, in this whole series, and we want you to, I want to share something. I'm going to do this in every one of the chapters. I will give you, one, two, maybe three audios about stories. I'm going to call them e-stories, evangelistic stories. Stories of people getting saved, stories of encounters with individuals. So all through this training, especially as we go through the chapters, you'll get at the very least 30 and maybe up to 40 of the stories that I go back on, and we're going to write a companion book. There's a, I don't want to say the top 30, but there's a book coming out, In Your Face. It's a companion to my book, Expelling Darkness and Deliverance in Spiritual Warfare. So it goes over 30 cases of engaging demons. Now, that'll be out in the summer. And this other one, though, which I'm probably more excited about than just about anything, is 30 stories or more of engaging others, leading others to Christ, how it happened, what occurred, and all the rest of that. And that's what you're going to do. You're going to become a very competent, very confident, very experienced. And I know this already. You will become a very joy-filled soul winner. I mean, when I see individuals that lead others to Christ, the testimonies they have of being moved by prayer, burdened for souls, the love of God compelling them, the stories of where they met individuals, the stories of going out with teams and purposely, I mean, that's what we want to get to. By the time we're in the first quarter of this training course, we're going to be encouraging you to build, you know, at least have one other. We're going to show you how to build a team. If it's just two of you, praise God. They were sent out by twos. And we're going to show you how to go out and that becoming a consistent thing in your life. And say this right now, if you have teamed up with others or another person and you want to go out and maybe pray for your neighborhood, pray for the city, pray for the area. You're praying and praying, but ultimately you got to get down to the Great Commission, witnessing, sharing, and you start doing that. And then you do it again and again, and then people get saved, and the Spirit of God guides you, and somebody gets saved and dramatically coming out of darkness, and somebody else, you know, and the stories begin to build the history of incredible gospel encounters. And you then begin to have story after story, like I'm going to do with you, sharing about 30 or, I don't know, maybe 40 of those stories. And here's what's going to happen through this course. I'll share brand new stories. How people listen to the Ragged Edge radio broadcast from over in Europe and Sweden and other places, hear the gospel, and they got saved. I'll talk to you about how a gospel got left on a windshield of a car, and a guy going to work got it and read it and got saved that next day and came to church, wanted a Bible, wanted to get baptized. I think I shared that on the on radio. Now, so there's a lot of stories I'm going to tell you. They are powerful. They're all about the work of God, the living Christ. It's literally all about Mark 16:20, where the disciples are going out everywhere sharing the gospel, proclaiming the gospel, because it's powerful. It's not how much knowledge we have, though we need to grow in knowledge, and we can have answers because, you know, questions come up at times. But I didn't worry about that in the beginning. So in Audio 17 here is one of the first e-stories I'm going to give you, evangelism stories. We can go to, you know, witnessing story, soul winner story. And I can't wait to tell you more and more and more and more of them, because as I think of them, as I go over them, I am astounded by God's grace, God's will. Everything we read about God so loved the world, that, you know, not willing that anybody perish. The heart of God is in all of this. And the heart of God in the reaching of others to save them is the central, most important thing heaven is doing. There's nothing more important. And this is vital for all of us to understand. Jesus died for the sum total of humanity. God, as we've read in Timothy, how our prayers for the lost, chapter 2 in Timothy, our prayers for the lost, well, here's what it says. This is good and pleases, bring, you know, God, our Savior, who wills all humanity, all men, to be saved and come to knowledge of the truth. Or you can go over there in the prophetic context of 2 Peter 3, he's not willing that anybody perish. So the rejoicing, again, is when one person gets saved and turns to Christ and is redeemed, all of heaven rejoices. And it's, without question, a massive supernatural act. Out of the darkness into the light of Christ. Out of the power of Satan to the power of God. Out of being lost and dead and separated and hellbound, now being saved, born again, washed, cleansed, renewed, empowered, and given the gift of indestructible immortality. So that's exciting. That's, you know, what's at stake as many are in the valley of decision, you know, the world. What's at stake is heaven or hell, destiny, and even the quality of life. Jesus said the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But he's come to give life, Zoe, the quality that comes out of heaven, the life that comes out of heaven, the life that comes out of him. He is the Zoe, the life. So he came to bring that life, and that life more abundantly, full, complete, and overflowing, actually. So as you read Acts 1, chapter 1, and that's what this is an introduction to, I want you to think in terms of the witnessing and the soul-winning stories, the e-stories, the evangelism stories that either you have already or you will have. Because when this becomes a mainstay, in the book of Acts, in the centrality of Spirit of God-empowered evangelism, just like Jesus did and taught, the healings, the deliverances, even the signs and wonders, even the confrontations and persecutions that involves also God moving and sending angels and causing earthquakes, and all those things together is in the center of the most incredible mission operative on the planet. I can talk about all day what the devil's doing, but even a billion times more important, what God wills, what God wants, what God is doing, what God has provided for at the cross, where Jesus gave his life for you and for me personally, and then for the whole of the humanity corporally, the sum total, as I say. So here's the story. This goes back over 40 years. I get saved. Out of the darkness, clearly, into the light of Christ, washed and cleansed, Spirit of God living in me, clothed with the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm already out trying to witness. I knew I was saved, and I knew I wanted everybody saved. I don't care. I wanted everybody saved. I went to my mom. I went to my dad. I chased down my brothers. They ran at first. Everybody, all my friends. As a 19-year-old high school graduate, out of school over well over a year, I went to old friends, I went to old girlfriends, I went to everybody. And the incredible thing is, there were those that said no, there were those that wanted to keep party, there were even those who made fun. It's okay. I'm shielded by God's love and his power and presence in my life. But there were those that got saved one after another. And that's the incredible story. So what happened at the very beginning, people heard my testimony. People in the church, pastor, they wanted me to get up and give my testimony. And I did that over and over and over again. And that's all I know. I didn't know all the ramifications. I didn't take an evangelism course. I didn't have this course yet. I was plunging myself into training. I mean, I was trying to learn everything in the scriptures and go to every meeting or whatever. I was seeing God answer prayer. The Spirit of God's there. I'm the joy of the Lord, all that. So as I'm growing in the Lord, I realize that the testimony intertwined with the scripture gospel that speaks of salvation some people were like, didn't know what to say. There were people that thanked me and didn't know what to do because I didn't realize actually how powerful sharing Jesus and what he did in your life and how you got saved and the testimony of who Jesus is and how he saved me. Well, as people began to take me around to churches and places, and even one man called me and said, I'm going to get all my family together. Just come to my house and share your testimony. So I'm like, okay. And that happened again and again. And a few months into being saved, the Youth for Christ local director, I didn't know what that, I mean, I knew what that was in the sense when I went to high school, they had a thing called Campus Life. I didn't know exactly what it was, but they had one of those things. And I know that that's where they tried to share the gospel, but that's when I was very lost in, I just didn't care. So the Youth for Christ director found me and started talking to me, and I guess he was just checking me out. And he said, I want you to come to one of these meetings that you used to go to a few years ago, and I want you to share your testimony. So I'm like, okay. So they set it all up in October, I think it was late October 75. And all I knew, this was the first time in front of, you know, students that I would have even known. As a senior in high school, I would have known some of them as sophomores and so forth. So, and everybody knew, you know, they did know me. We were big old partiers and troublemakers. And so a lot of individual other, you know, students, teenagers knew me. So I go to this campus-like meeting. Youth for Christ director, he does all the other things he does. And then he announces to the people that Russ is going to get up and share what happened to him. He's going to share what God did in his life. Now, I was nervous the day before. I even got one of those old tape recorders, and I tried to... Listen, you got to understand, I didn't know what a preacher was. I knew I was called to do that now. I already knew that. I knew that I was going to go into ministry, but I had no idea of all the ramifications and all the terminologies and all the stuff. I'm just a new believer, saved, growing. I'm learning how to worship. I'm learning how to pray. I'm learning how to fellowship. I've gotten baptized. I'm seeing some friends get saved. And so they take me to this meeting. And it's all packed out wall to wall with other teenagers. And the Youth for Christ director gets up and says, Russ is going to share. So I get up to start to talk and say, I think it was like, some of you know me. I looked around the room and I could clearly, I know there are those that had come to parties where drugs and alcohol and pot and all the rest, they did know me. It didn't deter me. Because everything I was about to say to them was absolutely true, and the simplicity of it was, Jesus Christ is real. He came into my life. He saved me. So here's what I did. I got up. I just started saying, some of you know me, and I began to share about what I once was, what I once did, what I regretted doing. And so when I talked about the sin world, these are people that knew and heard and seen us in groups and partiers and so forth. So I shared what I did, how I regretted all of it, how dangerous, how it led me almost to death one night, car wrecks and all the other things that occurred and, you know, conflict from my parents and trouble with law and all those kind of things. So as